Definitely wasn't as easy as it looked. I came up against some really good Americans. But that's really the main reason why I went to San Diego. Do you want to be pitting yourself against the best that there is out there? But I was quite happy with my performance now. But it definitely wasn't as easy as it looked.
Obviously, yourself and Kieran Curran and Paul Brady are the only Ulster players ever to win that title. So obviously, it's a massive honour for yourself.
Definitely. It was definitely a major honour. But I did train really very hard for it. And at times it was very strenuous and monotonous. But it really paid off in the end in California. I travelled long distances to get games of like the top players in Ireland, likes of Charlie Shanks and of course Duxie Walsh, which was a brilliant experience. But these guys really improved me as a player and highlighted different aspects of my game which I needed to improve on. And if I want to become the top ranking players in Ireland.
Well, you're certainly going that direction. You weren't alone, obviously. There was 12 Tyrone players in all. Eventually, it made it out to San Diego. And success for Aoife Kelly from Loughmacrory in the girls 13 and under. Paul Clark from Brackey in the boys 15 and under doubles. And Tyler Stoffel, who were also successful. So, you know, it was a great couple of days for you. But is it awkward going around the Christmas holidays to a championship like that?
Some may think that it would be. It would be difficult leaving your family around the Christmas period, but if you ask anyone, it's just a great experience, and they don't come around too often, so you can't pass it up, and you got to make the most of it when it comes along. But definitely didn't miss Christmas at home too much. By the likes of it, you said bad weather back home when we were sitting at 25 degrees out in San Diego, so it wasn't too bad, to be honest.
You had great support from a man at the highest level, obviously, in Croke Park now, Chris Curran.
Well, Chris Curran's doing a magnificent job now as a national handball manager, and he really deserves serious credit for the work he's doing and developing and promoting Irish handball, and I'd like to thank him very much for the assistance he provided me throughout the trip. So thanks very much, Chris.
The season really doesn't end for you. It just seems to carry on now. There is a chance of burnout, but you don't think like that. You're always focusing on the next event, aren't you? The next championship, and the Tyrone championships aren't that far away now either.
Yeah, well, the handball season never really ends. You've got the 60x30, and then which runs into the 40x20, and now that the juniors are over, the senior championship will be the next big competition that I'll be in to do well in. There's some quality players in Tyrone here at the minute, like the likes of Shane O'Neill, Rory Kelly, Paul McGlinchey and that. So there's a stiff competition if I want to be doing well in that.
What's the plan for yourself then over the next, say, 3 to 4 months?
Well, I've a lot of football coming up, so pre-season training with Carrickmore and that, and I'll be training a lot for the handball at the Irish Senior Nationals will be coming up now in April time, around that, so get the heads down, stuck into that there.